Chazal tells us that when the pasuk says Yaakov saw the wagons, so his spirit went back to life. Why? Because the wagons indicated the last lesson he taught Yosef. He taught Yosef the concept of Egla Arufa, that when a person is found murdered, the elders come out and declare, we didn't leave this guy alone, we're not responsible for his death, we didn't let him leave our town without accompaniment. So from there we learn the concept, you're supposed to accompany someone beyond your home. That was the last lesson Yaakov taught Yosef. So now Yosef sending the wagons to accompany him back, he's saying, Dad, I remember the last lesson you taught me. Okay, that can be read on a simple level, but perhaps our sages were teaching us something far greater. We know that there are cultures where they can kill you, but in their home they won't. In their home, they'll honor you, they'll respect you. Perhaps what Yaakov was teaching Yosef when he left his house was, you have a responsibility to help other people beyond the walls of your home. So Yaakov walks him all the way down. Yosef sends back the wagons laden with goods. What's he telling his father? He's saying, I remember the message you taught me, Dad. That being good is not only in my home being good. Being good is accompanying the guy out of my home. Walking him out, helping him far beyond the walls of my home. And I fulfilled the lesson you taught me, Dad, because Yosef did it to the highest degree. He provided food for the whole world. Shabbat shalom.